hope you can hear it.
Through the facilities of WBZ Boston, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the casino at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton!
I want you to know how much that I appreciate what happened, because I didn't get a chance to explain to you people completely or fully until, well, all of a sudden I noticed that Lindy Miller was bringing us on the air, and it was rather embarrassing because here I was talking to you folks over the PA and he was tending to business with the NBC microphones. But Lindy, no offense, I am glad that you had enough fortitude to just come in and just domineer and dominate the whole scene. Otherwise, we might have had a lot of confusion. This is a ballroom that is at Hampton Beach, as Lindy said, and probably is one of the landmarks in most every orchestra's career, every dance band from the early days of Mel Hallett on up through all of the orchestras that rose to fame during the 30s. Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Charlie Spivak, I imagine that there is not one that you could name that has ever not played this place except us. This is our first time here this evening. This is a kind of an audition for us, and if we do well... Well, there's always next year. You guys are supposed to be blowing a little casual jazz here. I'll give you the beat and you do the rest. One. Stanley?
Thank you.
Newt Simms is taking a bow. Lee Konitz is taking a bow. Connie Condoli and Frank Rossellino is taking a bow. The title of that is the thing that's called the opener. I called it casual jazz. I guess it's casual because the trumpets don't get very high, nor do the rhythms get very fast, nor are the solos very complex. It's just a kind of, to use the expression, a cool bit of a jazz expression. The opener. I see the Count coming toward the microphone. Are you straight this evening, Count?
Yes.
Well, you stand back about that far, and let's supply the answer to this desire or this request. Here it is. Connie Condoli's Round Robin. Thank you. Connie, I'd like to ask you, have you ever played here before?
No.
You haven't ever played here before. Well, if you ever start an orchestra, you better start it here because the reaction is very good. I think I'd like to issue a complaint here at the moment. This business of setting up for a broadcast sometimes entails rather unusual things. We have chairs moved here and there to microphones. We have Frankie DiOrio, the band boy, holding the microphone out so that it doesn't fall over, and Rossellino, you're not up yet. I haven't introduced you, you know. And I want you to know that when the engineers and Leo Kern get together and they say, what shall we do to make this a right thing this evening? I don't know. He said, if we could just get along without that piano, why, we'd be all right. And Leo always comes in and says, that's all right. We won't let the old man play tonight. Well, Frankie, I'm ready to introduce you now. Duke Ellington wrote the tune, but this is the way Frank Rossellino is going to explain it. I got it bad and that ain't good. Blow. Thank you.
Choose a musician that knows what he's doing when it comes to improvising a melody and setting it to a beat and setting the thing into a swirling motion. Then it's nice to choose an arranger that knows how to write a beat. And it's nice also to be certain of the rhythm section, that they will inspire and cooperate with the solos so that we wind up with some exciting rhythm, with some exciting improvised solos. At the moment, the soloist is Zoot Sims. The arrangement was written by Bill Holman, and the rhythm section is Salvador, Levy, and Bagley Incorporated. Zoot, it's your cue, Zoot Sims.
Thank you.
A very important ranger from about 1944, I guess I could say, until 1949 was Pete Rugolo, a guy that wrote a lot of music for the orchestra. A lot of the artistry in rhythm music was Pete. A lot of the music we wrote together, and for some time Pete has been creating music in Hollywood for motion pictures, and it might be nice at the moment to salute Pete, and this is the very last thing that he wrote, one of the lesser complex of the things that were written for the orchestra, but a happy thing that we play all the time. Here's Schirmfeller's Francesca, the beat.
Has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the casino at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. through the facilities of WBZ Boston. Join us next week, 1 hour later, for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Lindy Miller speaking. This is NBC, the National...